today.
Last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
For 10 years, almost celebrating the 10-year mark, sadly, of a tragic day in history, a day so many of us have waited for and prayed for, the death of Osama bin Laden, killed, as you just heard, the President of the United States, Barack Obama, there. He held a press conference, 20 minutes ago from Washington, D.C., from the White House, to give further details as to how it all went down. Who doesn't remember where they were on that horrible day, September 11th? When I think back to New York City, when I think back to working in New York City, to seeing the people running across the Brooklyn Bridge, the faces, the ash, the sadness in losing loved ones, the pictures I saw each and every day that were up at the train stations, people looking for any sign of the person that they loved, husbands, wives, children, unborn children that never had a chance to live because of what happened on 9/11, Shanksville, the Pentagon, those planes that went down, and, of course, the World Trade Centers as they went down and what it was like. We're going to be talking about this, obviously, throughout the entire show. Joining us now from Washington, D.C., Jeff Holtzman from Talk Radio News. Jeff, a huge day, needless to say, that so many people thought we would never, ever see in this country. I don't think there were many leaks on this. I don't think that a lot of people knew that this was coming. Do you?
No, actually, this was quite a surprise to many of us. We heard around, 9:45 or so Eastern time that the president was going to make a statement at 10:30, and that it was going to be national security related. So immediately everybody thought, well, it could be something about Libya. And then, I was on Twitter, and I think the news that it was going to be about bin Laden's death broke on Twitter, to be honest with you. And so, that started trickling in, and then, the statement got pushed back, about an hour or so. But, by then, everybody had known what the president confirmed during his speech, which is that bin Laden was killed today during an attack that the president ordered in Abbottabad, which is, it's somewhere in the northwest frontier region of Pakistan. So it's incredible. It's just, one of these things where you'll always remember where you were when this announcement was made, when this news broke. It's just amazing.
Yeah, so do you think, as you said, it was the president making a statement, do you think the president will make himself available, or certainly Jay Carney, you've been to these White House briefings, that'll be like a sideshow, I'm sure, in the morning, because everybody's got a lot of questions as far as the press corps is concerned, and you're one of them, I'm sure you have questions.
Oh, yeah, we'll learn details as the days go by. There's a press briefing with Jay Carney scheduled for 1 p.m. tomorrow, so I haven't seen any schedule updates in terms of whether or not the president will speak again, but it's a pretty safe bet to assume that he'll hold a news conference at some point, because obviously, and you know what, I mean, he's going to want to get out in front of us and you know, be on camera as much as possible,
sure.
Because, you know, if this isn't like the defining moment of his reelection campaign, and I don't want to put this in political terms, because really this is a victory for everybody, regardless of party affiliation, but politically speaking, this is going to be a huge boost for him. And so he's going to want to, you know, obviously, get out there on camera, take credit and things like that. And so, yeah, I would definitely look for a news conference at some point there early in the week.
And again, there was no leaks. I have connections in D.C. Certainly you have connections. Talk Radio News has an amazing Rolodex, and nobody had heard anything. There was nothing that came down the pike on this.
Well, you know what's amazing, Kate, is that last night was the White House Correspondents Association dinner at the Hilton, and huge event. Every single journalist in town was there, and no one was talking about this at all. I mean, no one. So, a prime example of how there was really no leakage on this story.
Yeah, no kidding. And you listened to the statement, you listened to what the president had to say, and I'm glad you threw that out there about if this isn't the defining moment of the reelection for the president. First, he has a week where he releases the birth certificate, the long form version, and then tops it off with this, certainly with bin Laden. I mean, I've said often in this show, if you want to get reelected, capture bin Laden, and lo and behold, he does it. And we also heard that he talked to President Bush about this before releasing the information, that he called the former president to let him know what had happened. Did you hear the same thing?
Yeah, that's right. He phoned President Bush shortly before he spoke to discuss it. President Bush then released a statement congratulating, the military, the troops, President Obama himself, and so that was a nice statement from President Bush. And, the president also phoned John Boehner and spoke to him. The administration phoned Dutch Ruppersberger, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. So congressional leaders had to be briefed before the president could go on camera. That's one of the reasons the statement got bumped back as late as it did. But nonetheless, it's going to be interesting to see in the coming days sort of how this plays, because, you know, I think Republicans so far, the statements I've been reading from Boehner and Cantor and, you know, guys like Richard Burr and others have been, you know, this is great news. This is a huge victory for America. And they've been thanking President Bush for, you know, getting sort of the ball rolling in terms of, finding bin Laden and capturing him. So that'll be interesting to see kind of how it's, you know, I don't want to use the word spun, but, you know, how it's interpreted, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Do you remember where you were? Where were you September 11th? You were in school.
I was a freshman in college. It was my second week of college, and I remember watching it on TV in my dorm room. It was just heartbreaking.
Yeah, very heartbreaking. Jeff Holtzman, thanks so much for joining us from D.C. I'm sure we'll be talking to you in the next couple of days. We appreciate it.
Thanks, and check out our website, talkradionews.com. In the morning, we'll have a video. Justin Duckham, my colleague, who is the Washington correspondent, is down at the White House right now. There's an estimated 2,500 people celebrating right outside the White House gate, so we should have video of that in the morning.
Great. We'll check it out. People celebrating. Thanks, Jeff, in D.C. People celebrating, as we understand, in New York. Coming up on the flip side, the president's his statement in its entirety, what he said just a short while ago in addressing the nation about the death of Osama bin Laden.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars, inflation worsens, there's civil unrest around the world, and the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? Stock market, real estate, metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
They're celebrating in D.C. and in New York. If you haven't heard, you just tuned in. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America. Tonight, Osama bin Laden is dead. He was killed. The FBI can now cross off one of its 10 most wanted fugitives as he was on the list. Here is what the president had to say just a half an hour ago.
Good evening. Tonight, I can report to the American people and to the world that the United States has conducted an operation that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of Al-Qaeda, and a terrorist who's responsible for the murder of thousands of innocent men, women, and children. It was nearly 10 years ago that a bright September day was darkened by the worst attack on the American people in our history. The images of 9/11 are seared into our national memory. Hijacked planes cutting through a cloudless September sky, the Twin Towers collapsing to the ground, black smoke billowing up from the Pentagon, the wreckage of Flight 93 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, where the actions of heroic citizens saved even more heartbreak and destruction. And yet we know that the worst images are those that were unseen to the world. The empty seat at the dinner table, the children who were forced to grow up without their mother or their father, parents who would never know the feeling of their child's embrace. Nearly 3,000 citizens taken from us, leaving a gaping hole in our hearts. On September 11th, 2001, in our time of grief, the American people came together. We offered our neighbors a hand, and we offered the wounded our blood. We reaffirmed our ties to each other and our love of community and country. On that day, no matter where we came from, what God we prayed to, or what race or ethnicity we were united as one American family. We were also united in our resolve to protect our nation and to bring those who committed this vicious attack to justice. We quickly learned that the 9/11 attacks were carried out by Al-Qaeda, an organization headed by Osama bin Laden, which had openly declared war on the United States and was committed to killing innocents in our country and around the globe. And so we went to war against Al-Qaeda to protect our citizens, our friends, and our allies. Over the last 10 years, thanks to the tireless and heroic work of our military and our counterterrorism professionals, we've made great strides in that effort. We've disrupted terrorist attacks and strengthened our homeland defense. In Afghanistan, we removed the Taliban government, which had given bin Laden and Al-Qaeda safe haven and support. And around the globe, we worked with our friends and allies to capture or kill scores of Al-Qaeda terrorists, including several who were a part of the 9/11 plot. Yet Osama bin Laden avoided capture and escaped across the Afghan border into Pakistan. Meanwhile, Al-Qaeda continued to operate from along that border and operate through its affiliates across the world. And so shortly after taking office, I directed Leon Panetta, the director of the CIA, to make the killing or capture of bin Laden the top priority of our war against Al-Qaeda, even as we continued our broader efforts to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat his network. Then, last August, after years of painstaking work by our intelligence community, I was briefed on a possible lead to bin Laden. It was far from certain, and it took many months to run this thread to ground. I met repeatedly with my national security team as we developed more information about the possibility that we had located bin Laden hiding within a compound deep inside Pakistan. And finally, last week, I determined that we had enough intelligence to take action and authorized an operation to get Osama bin Laden and bring him to justice. Today, at my direction, the United States launched a targeted operation against that compound in Abbottabad, Pakistan. A small team of Americans carried out the operation with extraordinary courage and capability. No Americans were harmed. They took care to avoid civilian casualties. After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body. For over two decades, bin Laden has been Al-Qaeda's leader and symbol, and has continued to plot attacks against our country and our friends and allies. The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat Al-Qaeda. Yet his death does not mark the end of our effort. There's no doubt that Al-Qaeda will continue to pursue attacks against us. We must, and we will, remain vigilant at home and abroad. As we do, we must also reaffirm that the United States is not and never will be at war with Islam. I've made clear, just as President Bush did shortly after 9/11, that our war is not against Islam. Bin Laden was not a Muslim leader. He was a mass murderer of Muslims. Indeed, Al-Qaeda has slaughtered scores of Muslims in many countries, including our own. So his demise should be welcomed by all who believe in peace and human dignity. Over the years, I've repeatedly made clear that we would take action within Pakistan if we knew where bin Laden was. That is what we've done. But it's important to note that our counterterrorism cooperation with Pakistan helped lead us to bin Laden and the compound where he was hiding. Indeed, bin Laden had declared war against Pakistan as well and ordered attacks against the Pakistani people. Tonight, I called President Zardari, and my team has also spoken with their Pakistani counterparts. They agree that this is a good and historic day for both of our nations. And going forward, it is essential that Pakistan continue to join us in the fight against Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. The American people did not choose this fight. It came to our shores and started with the senseless slaughter of our citizens. After nearly 10 years of service, struggle, and sacrifice, we know well the costs of war. These efforts weigh on me every time I as Commander-in-Chief, have to sign a letter to a family that has lost a loved one, or look into the eyes of a service member who's been gravely wounded. So Americans understand the costs of war. Yet, as a country, we will never tolerate our security being threatened, nor stand idly by when our people have been killed. We will be relentless in defense of our citizens and our friends and allies. We will be true to the values that make us who we are. And on nights like this one, we can say to those families who have lost loved ones to Al-Qaeda's terror, justice has been done. Tonight, we give thanks to the countless intelligence and counterterrorism professionals who've worked tirelessly to achieve this outcome. The American people do not see their work nor know their names, but tonight they feel the satisfaction of their work and the result of their pursuit of justice. We give thanks for the men who carried out this operation, for they exemplify the professionalism, patriotism, and unparalleled courage of those who serve our country. And they are part of a generation that has borne the heaviest share of the burden since that September day. Finally, let me say to the families who lost loved ones on 9/11 that we have never forgotten your loss, nor wavered in our commitment to see that we do whatever it takes to prevent another attack on our shores. And tonight, let us think back to the sense of unity that prevailed on 9/11. I know that it has at times frayed. Yet today's achievement is a testament to the greatness of our country and the determination of the American people. The cause of securing our country is not complete, but tonight we are once again reminded that America can do whatever we set our mind to. That is the story of our history. Whether it's the pursuit of prosperity for our people or the struggle for equality for all our citizens, our commitment to stand up for our values abroad, and our sacrifices to make the world a safer place. Let us remember that we can do these things not just because of wealth or power, but because of who we are. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. May God bless you. And may God bless the United States of America.
Osama bin Laden, as you heard there, weaved into the president's statement after 10 years, remembering the families, as he put it, the empty seat at the table. We can never forget the effect of what happened on September 11th on so many, almost 3,000 people massacred on our soil. The heavy hearts, the vengeance that so many people carried around. They wanted to see the end of bin Laden. And do you believe it? The day has absolutely come. They've got the body to prove it. He's off the FBI list. Osama bin Laden is dead. We're talking about it next on America Tonight.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air-jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors walk-in tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors walk-in tub for boomers and beyond.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I like to see you.
Extraordinary celebrations all over the place, but in particular, in D.C., outside of the White House, people are all over the place chanting and screaming and still yelling, USA, USA. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, ATN, and if you still don't know what happened, you just happen to tune in this very moment to this radio show wherever you are listening. Osama bin Laden is dead. Not captured. Not thought to be dead. Dead. Think of how long this has taken. The quest. How many of us never really thought we would see this day? I know I said on this radio show several times that if Osama bin Laden is captured, is killed, and it's a definite, this president gets reelected. I mean, this is his moment. Be very tough now, if we wanted to look at this from the political standpoint, to knock off Barack Obama, meaning whoever the Republicans put up, boy, it's going to be an even bigger uphill battle. The enormity of what happened on that day, how it changed our lives. What we talk about when we go to the airports, what has almost happened several times with Al-Qaeda wannabes, homegrown people, and then people who are going to the terror camps to train, how all of this erupted, the enormity of the World Trade Center's going down, ruining lives on an incredibly bright, normal, everyday, working day for so many that just changed and altered. It altered every single one of our lives in some way. If you didn't know anyone personally involved, it doesn't matter. It still touched your life. And did we not come together as Americans on that day and afterwards? Since I was in New York and working in New York, and I had to, with a heavy heart, go over several bridges and see and look over and not see the World Trade Center, and to see those photographs of the missing people, people desperate for any information, phone calls after phone calls as to what was going on at Ground Zero and how horrible it was days after, and then what it was like for any of us taking this all in and getting back to some sense of normal, because it wasn't normal for anybody. Do you remember where you were on September 11th? And as so many years have passed, because it's almost 10, did you really honestly think we would ever see this day? You can share your thoughts. A couple of ways you can do that. I know some of you are working. AmericaTonight.net, through the website, click on the email. We'll get it. I've already got a very jammed full mailbox, and I will get to everything. 800-259-5791. You get the first crack at this, because all of this news is still really raw and really new. So if you want to share your thoughts, this is the time to do it. 800-259-5791. You heard the president, we let you hear the entire thing, the entire statement, say it was Pakistan, ultimately, where they got bin Laden. You know, always the thought was, how many different things did we hear? Oh, he's dead. No, he's had bad kidneys. He's dead. He's in the caves. You'll never find him in the caves anywhere. And here he is in a mansion in Pakistan. So all these years eluding capture, once even slipping out of a training camp in Afghanistan, just hours, which is what was always pointed to as the chance to get him, hours before a barrage of U.S. cruise missiles destroyed it. 6 days after the attack, President George W. Bush said, Osama bin Laden is the number one suspect. He's the guy. I want justice. So, justice. We finally have justice with bin Laden. And who would think that it would come at this particular time? The intelligence was there. It's interesting because you think if you connect the dots to Pakistan and Hillary Clinton, I guess this was probably maybe 4 months ago, going to Pakistan and saying, won't you help us with the Osama bin Laden situation? And we talked about it. In fact, we talked with Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert, about Pakistan and what they knew and how big this was and that area of going back and forth over the border from Afghanistan into Pakistan. And here we go, these months later, the information gathering must have really ratcheted up. And now Osama bin Laden gone. And so you wonder about the timing. You wonder about some of the specifics of how this really evolved, how that information came to light. You know, one of the things the president said is that he gave Pakistan credit for helping in locating bin Laden. So how big is this to cut off the head of Al-Qaeda? Now, some people will say, what's going to be the retaliation for the death of Bin Laden? Because flat out, they got him. They assassinated him. Boom. Assassinated him. Just flat out killed him, which is what should have happened. And in a firefight, that's exactly what happened. And you think of the three, I keep going back to this in my mind, the three hijacked planes that hit the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. You think of the plane that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And still, at Ground Zero, there is no replacement for the World Trade Center just being built. You just see bulldozers moving things around. And now the death of Osama bin Laden. Can you imagine what this entire week is going to be like? It's going to be an interesting week, my friends. And each and every day we go to D.C. and get the inside scoop, as we did at the top of the show. So we'll certainly have that for you. Wow. The reward on the head of bin Laden was up to $25 million. And I remember we would say, it doesn't matter. They don't care about the money. These people are rabid followers of bin Laden. Somebody is taking care of him. So somebody turned their back on him. $25 million. They threw leaflets, dropped leaflets from airplanes over Afghanistan. Remember, I can remember, like it was yesterday, the president saying he runs and he hides, but as we've said, the noose is beginning to narrow. The net is getting tighter. And I really thought in those early days they would catch bin Laden, that they would catch him pretty soon after what had happened. But that didn't happen. He eluded us and other allies, I guess, during the entire war in Afghanistan, completely vanishing in December of 2001. That's why always the conversation about we can't get bin Laden because of the region, the Tora Bora area there in Pakistan, too difficult. We're searching and doing everything we can, turning over every rock, if you would. And I can even remember thinking back when Donald Rumsfeld was the defense secretary, and it was a year later when he said, he's alive or dead, he's in Afghanistan or somewhere else. But when they were constantly pressed about it, they had nothing. And remember all those videos that would come out, there'd be the barrage of videos, then there'd be nothing, and then there would be more videos of bin Laden. And they first started coming out really in the spring and summer of 2002. Then there was all the speculation and rumors that he died during a bombing raid at one point in Afghanistan, or like I said, he had kidney problems, and in fact he was dead. Then there were audio tapes that were released. And now, who cares what he says? He's gone. He's dead. And what is the reaction? The reaction I would like to really, really know is, what is the reaction? And this is, you have to be a fly on the wall for this one. What is the reaction among the people who are part of the Al-Qaeda network that still exists to the death of bin Laden? What does this mean, the death of bin Laden? I think it means closure, some sort of closure, because there's never 100% closure, but some sort of closure for the families who were robbed of a lifetime of who knows how long with their particular loved one who was cut down often in their prime, in their 20s. All right, we're going to check those emails next. You can share your thoughts that way or on chat. You can do it chatting if you go to americatonight.net. All roads lead there, as I'm fond of saying. Or 800-259-5791. Osama bin Laden is dead.
Oh. Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed. Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Game over. Bin Laden is dead, shot in the head, killed in a mansion close to the Pakistani capital. Woohoo, that's all I can say. My phone is blown up, I'm sure like the rest of yours. Here's the latest one I got from a pal, Raul. He says, down goes Bin Laden, down goes Bin Laden, down goes Bin Laden. How did I find out? Before I started to get those phone calls. Take a listen. I was watching the Phillies and the Mets. That's right. Did you hear that crowd? USA! I can't even imitate it, but I immediately, like the hair on my arm stood up. I thought, wow, something is going on. Boom. Then I got the tweet that what had happened. And obviously new. If you want to share your thoughts, you can do that. We're going to check the mail. 800-259-5791. Joey in Florida. Hello, Joey. What do you think? Joey. I think a wave got him. Sorry, Joey. If you call back, I promise we'll slide you on. I know some people were waiting. Sorry. 800-259-5791. So in the meantime, I'm going to go and check some of these email as many of you are bombarding me with thoughts on bin Laden. Speaking of being bombarded in Washington, D.C., what a sight to see so many people celebrating outside 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. I saw one kid shimmy up a light pole with a flag, and he's trying to put it on the top of the flagpole. But people are screaming USA. They're taking pictures. There is definitely excitement in the air there. And I understand that's happening a little bit at Times Square, too, that crowds are gathering there, but not as big as outside of the White House celebrating this. So the president says, at my direction, the U.S. carried out the operation, and it happened. Bin Laden, done. Not captured. Not in custody, but killed. And there's proof. They have proof. They have the body that Osama bin Laden is dead. And the president said today, at my direction, the U.S. launched a targeted operation against the compound. It was a mansion in Pakistan. A small bunch of Americans, apparently some Navy SEALs were involved in this, carried it out. No Americans were harmed in this. No civilian casualties either. A little bit of a firefight killed Osama bin Laden, took custody of his body, so nobody could question that. All right, on to the emails. This is from Big Alex, who says, Kate, I've listened to your show for a long time. I know that you lived in New York. I know that it took a lot out of you when you went through that experience. I could tell by many of the things that you played on the air from the New York days after the attacks. It must be quite a feeling for you. I think that feeling is shared, though, by everybody, whether they had a connection to New York or not. God bless America. Amen. I think everybody feels the same way. Doesn't matter if you're in Minnesota, Illinois, California, when this happened. Everybody remembers where they were, and I truly believe that it took a little piece of every single one of us. Matt Johnson, where were you? Because we didn't work together then, obviously. This is 10 years ago. I was in New York at working at WFAN at the time, the all-sports station there. Where were you when the towers went down and all the attacks happened?
I was at my house. It was my sophomore year of college, and I was heading downstairs grabbing breakfast, and I had the regular TV, you know, you turn it on when you wake up, and there was the news flash about how a plane had gotten into the tower, and at that point it was still kind of speculation that it had been an accident or whatever. And then I was watching it live. I remember I was eating, I think it was Golden Grahams, and I saw those other objects start flying towards the second tower, and it hit it, and right then and there, everyone knew this isn't, you know, some kind of accident. This is actually a planned attack, and it was crazy. I remember driving to school that morning, too, because I still had class. I had a test that day because I wasn't planning on going to school, but I ended up going, and there were people out on the overpass of the freeway with American flags, and class obviously was canceled after that, and because everyone was kind of like, half the people showed up, other people didn't. Our teacher just said, everyone go home. This isn't a day for tests. And I actually worked that night in a bar. I was bartending, and that was the one and only night I closed that bar down early because there was nobody there. Because it's kind of the exact 180 of today, where that night was all about mourning and kind of staying at home and being with your family. And tonight, I mean, just from the looks of it in D.C., it's an all-out party right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it was a much different day. As Matt described, a lot of people had the same experience that he did. I think all of us could relate to the second plane, not knowing, oh, could this possibly have been something strange that happened here with the first one? And then once the second one plowed in and all of us saw, then you knew, uh-uh. There was a strange thing that happened in the race to get this out. MSNBC's Nora O'Donnell accidentally reported on Twitter that Obama had been killed. Instead, she posted it on Twitter, probably trying to get it out. She put Obama shot and killed. So, and then she said the source was NBC chief Pentagon correspondent Jim Mikulsensky, I think his name is Mikulsensky, and that was not what it was, of course. It was that Osama bin Laden, the mastermind behind the terrorist attack on September 11th, was killed by American forces. And then the president talked to the nation at about 11:30 Eastern time. Whoops. That's one of those whoops things. I'm not a great typer either, Nora, so I understand. Some people are great at texting. They're used to it with the little keys and hit it. She hit it and didn't realize, and then whoops, then it's already, it's out there. And a few people initially thought that, I guess. And so MSNBC said they were sorry. She said she was sorry about that. That's not what she meant. Obama, so you know, spoke with Bush and Clinton, by the way, before he made the TV statements. He called both former presidents to let them know what had happened. We got some more emails, lots of them pouring in. Remember, you can always call us to 800-259-5791. John in Vermont says, Kate, do you think because they have custody of the body that they'll have any kind of a photograph of Osama bin Laden dead? Will they release that? I don't know. You know, that it's funny that you asked that, John, because that's the first thing I thought. Remember, the president specifically referenced this, knowing, okay, so we killed bin Laden. It was an operation. It was a planned attack. The brave guys went in. No civilians were hurt. He really gave some specifics on what happened and said, we have custody of the body. So I'm thinking if he was just a clean shot to the head, there may be a picture that comes out of that. There might be a picture that comes out of this. All right, this one is from Mary in Kentucky. Mary in Kentucky says, I never really thought that we would see this day. I have to be honest with you. And I certainly didn't think it would come under Obama's watch. I'm not a big fan of Obama's, but I'm a big fan of what happened here. And I do have to give him credit for this. He is the president. He was aware of the situation. He did say while he was running that that would be the number one thing he would focus on. So whether you like it or not, you have to give the guy a win. It is a win. It is a win for Obama. There's nothing to argue with there. No matter what you think politically of Obama as a leader or not. I mean, period, end of story. This happened now. They got him, and he was, for whatever his part was behind that, he was pushing for that. And I think Hillary Clinton's trip 6 months previous, whatever that timeline was pretty big because of trying to establish and push Pakistan, since the Pakistanis apparently had a hand in all of this. Wow, what a day. Just like September 11th, 2001, I don't think we're going to forget this day anytime soon. Celebrations on Sunday, May 1st, 2011, celebrating across the country, really, the death of Osama bin Laden.
After a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden and took custody of his body.